Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The title of his preaching today is Painfully Pertinent.
A reading from the prophet Joel. Gird yourselves and weep, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. The house of your God is deprived of offering and libation. Proclaim a fast, call an assembly, gather the elders, all who dwell in the land, into the house of the Lord, your God, and cry to the Lord. Alas the day, for near is the day of the Lord, and it comes as ruin from the Almighty. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who dwell in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. Yes, it is near, a day of darkness and of gloom, a day of clouds and somberness. Like dawn spreading over the mountains, a people numerous and mighty. Their like has not been from of old, nor will it be after them, even to the years of distant generations. The word of the Lord. What a reading we have today. Powerful reading. Painfully pertinent. Joel is calling the people to lament. He's announcing a day of the Lord, a day of reckoning, a day of doom and gloom. And clearly, the way Joel presents God is not the same as the merciful God we heard earlier in the week from Jonah and Jonah's conversion of the Ninevites. This is a much darker presentation and a much darker warning. In a sense, Joel intends to frighten the people, to scare the people, to terrify the people into getting back on track and into rekindling their part of the covenant relationship with God. It is specifically directed to priests and ministers. Listen to that again at the beginning. Gird yourselves and weep, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God. With the news coming out of France this week of hundreds of thousands of abuse cases, hundreds of thousands over a period of 70 years, this reading is painfully pertinent today, and very important for the whole church to hear. Joel is presenting a clear call to reform, and he's trying to frighten the people into reform. He's calling them to change and to profound change. He's not looking for talk, not looking for promises, not looking for rituals alone. He is looking for major conversion, for a change of heart. A little later in chapter 2 of Joel, we get the passage that we hear on Ash Wednesday, where Joel says, rend your hearts, not your garments. God doesn't want us going through motions. God doesn't want just rituals. God wants hearts that are changed. Now, when we hear other stories, and another story yet this week, of terrible abuses by the institutional church, I know that I feel powerless over the institutions. I feel powerless to make any changes in terms of the institution itself. But I am also aware that I need to at least be sensitive to changing myself, to change in myself any contribution whatsoever to abuse of any kind, or to insensitivity to the abuses that have taken place, insensitivity to victims of abuse. I have to challenge myself to any insensitivity toward the plight of underprivileged throughout the world. I have to challenge myself if I have made any contribution whatsoever to racism or sexism or ageism. I have to challenge myself. I may not be able to change the institution, but I can never stop challenging myself. Never stop challenging myself. Let's hear the warning today. Not as doom and gloom, as Joel presents it, because we know more. We know that our God is a God of great compassion. Our God is slow to anger and full of mercy. We know today what our God presents to us. But let us not discard the warning still that Joel gives, because the news in our church today remains so painfully pertinent. Let us change what we can, wherever we can. Let us change ourselves to the best of our ability, confident in a merciful God, patiently waiting for our reform. Our God is waiting for hearts that are changed. Though we may not be able to change the institution, we must never stop trying to change ourselves. The news today is painfully pertinent. Let us do what we can to alleviate some of the pain of today's news.